Matrix and Roadshow fans, we are back with another video. We're going to be talking about Alec Baldwin here in this video. Now, Alec Baldwin is a disgusting human being. This man is crazy. Now, you guys know he actually shot and killed Elena Hutchins on the set of Rust. And he's actually going to be going on a trial here pretty soon. Now, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was the armorer, she got 18 months in prison. Now, the question is, will anything actually happen to Alec Baldwin? We actually have to see. Not really sure. I'm not a fan of Alec Baldwin. This man is despicable. He's disgusting. He is crazy. But I don't know if you guys have actually seen this. Now, I probably should have shot this a few days ago, but anyway, I'm doing it now. He was actually confronted in a coffee shop by this anti-Israel heckler. And she was crazy, too. They're both crazy, okay? No doubt about it. They are both crazy. Alec Baldwin, after getting harassed, snapped. He ended up punching the camera of this person. Now, when I was actually reading this story, looking at this story on the New York Post here, we're going to be going over. Apparently, this actually spilled out onto the streets as well. I've not seen these photos, so I'm going in cold, guys. So make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member, member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go. Alec Baldwin scuffle with anti-Israel agitator Crackhead Barney. That's that person's name? Okay. Spilled onto the sidewalk outside NYC coffee shop photo show. Okay. So just in case you guys have not seen this viral clip, here it is. Let's play it.
Can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
Well, he hasn't been on trial yet. We'll actually have to see what happens to him.
Alec? Sorry. No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time. One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a criminal.
I think he said call the police.
Come on, Alec. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time. Please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Israel. Zionism. Please say it. One time.
Yeah. So, you guys see that right there. You see that right there, man. He punched the camera. Or did he punch her? They say he punched the camera. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll with that. Says here, Alec Baldwin scuffled with a loudmouth anti-Israel agitator at a NYC coffee shop spilled out onto the sidewalk. New photos obtained by the Post show. An irate Baldwin, 66, was seen struggling with the woman out the front door and down the stoop of my man, an upscale cafe on University Place in Greenwich Village after she had accosted him inside on Monday and demanded he declare free Palestine as she filmed him. Footage of the encounter first posted online by the woman herself cut off after Baldwin took a swipe at her phone, and new photos appear to show him snatching the phone from her hand and using it to drive her out of the coffee shop. I mean, is this the person right here? Yeah, that's her right there. This black lady in a bra. Okay. That is Crackhead Barney. Yeah. So let's look at some more photos here. There's 8 photos right here. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Yeah, he definitely looks irate right there. And crackhead Barney, man, she looks like a hot mess. Never heard of this person, okay? Never heard of this person. And yeah, it looks like the first photo right there as well. And that's another photo of crackhead Barney right there. Says her recent videos largely consist of her swearing at cops and telling pro-Israel demonstrators such as things as, you know, they're not coming home right. Referring to the hostages kidnapped by Hamas. Yeah, that is wild right there in this coffee shop. I don't know why that employee is still wearing a mask, really. Man. This is pretty wild right here, man. Definitely wild. Far leftist, man, are weird, man. Weird. And Alec Baldwin is also a leftist as well. Isn't it amazing, man, when they just eat their own? Isn't it really, really amazing when they actually eat their own? Yeah, this is funny, man. This is funny. The left eating the left alive. I don't know why she actually had to go and try to make him say free Palestine. I don't even know Alex's position on that, tell you the truth. Maybe he's like pro Hamas, Palestine, whatever. I'm not really sure. Oh, they got some more stuff here about crackhead Barney here. It says after Baldwin got crackhead Barney out of the restaurant, he deadbolted the car to keep her out. Footage she posted showed. She then stalked about outside talking to herself about how Baldwin had assaulted me. I should press charges while randomly calling passerby races and Zionist bitches. Man, she's really nuts. Quote, my performance art and confrontational media is a statement about the double standards of society in the U.S. Crackhead Barney said in a statement after the incident. As the U.S. supports Israel and the genocide of Palestinians, here at home, powerful people maintain a facade of politeness and dignity while we export death and terror around the world, she continued, amid mass protests and public calls for an end to U.S. support of Israel. The entertainment industry has been largely silent and even worse, supportive of Israel's genocide. Yeah, this one's nuts, man. She is completely nuts. That's pretty wild right there, guys. But what do you guys think of this? What do you guys make of a crackhead Barney? She definitely has some issues here. So does Alec Baldwin. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Make sure to Roadshow fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.